This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
How similar are these games? And to have it end that way? With Mikal Bridges making the defensive play back-to-back days with him holding the ball, throwing it up in the air to try and waste whatever clock is left? I mean, what are the odds? The Celtics can't get a shot off when it matters. It's crazy. It is crazy where we are. These have been two of the more, and this one in particular, I thought they had a chance at almost all points. I mean, was I confident they would win down 20 in game one? No, obviously I wasn't confident. But I still felt like there was a chance that they could get close and back into it. And, you know, how great Brunson is at the end of these games. Like, I just thought there was a chance. They played relatively well enough in the first half, make me think that. Like, there was nothing about this game. Nothing. Other than the Celtics still weren't playing great. Right. Other than the Celtics weren't running away with it, and it felt like they were, you know, still not playing their kind of basketball or hitting enough shots or being who they are, looking off. Other than that, there was nothing the Knicks were doing. Like, I give Karl Anthony Towns a lot of credit for how he played in the first half. He was keeping them alive. He was getting to the basket. He was hitting tough shots. He really played well down in the first half to keep the Knicks even in the game. But, like, there was really nothing going on that made me feel confident that the Knicks could come back, and especially to do it back-to-back, it's unheard of. Like, I was relaxed watching the game. Like, I was disappointed in how they played, but ultimately I was relaxed watching the game, figuring, okay, listen, they're tied 1-1. I never really felt that they were going to win the game until, really, I mean, I guess when they cut it down to 10, whenever you get down to 10, you feel like you're two possessions away from being 4 points down, and anything could happen, so... Like, then I started to give them at least a little bit of hope, but, like, never. And then to just have Mikal Bridges out of nowhere, who he was awful in this game. He was awful offensively. And to have him suddenly start hitting all these shots and dragging them back into the game, and then to close it out like this, I mean, Mikal Bridges, you have to be... This is... His three-game run here is historic. Like, that's how I feel about it. It's extremely memorable. Whatever happens from this point on, like, to close out the Pistons, and again, that Pistons series to me has absolutely had a major impact on this series. I think the Knicks owe a debt of gratitude to that Pistons team and how they played, because I think they are battle tested. I think that the way they had to fight to beat that Pistons team has absolutely impacted their mental toughness in this series late in the game. But how he helped close out that game six against Detroit, and what he's done in the fourth quarters and overtime of these two first games, I mean, he is right now, I would call him the hero of the series. Right now, he is the defining figure. As great as Brunson was down the stretch, hit the big shots, hit three threes in a row at the end of the game on Tuesday night. Monday night. No doubt. And even this game, he has a couple big buckets. He has the bucket that gives him the lead. Then he has the two foul shots. So if the foul, like, Brunson's great. And he's the star of the team, and they're not anywhere near here without him. Who's the best player in the series? Who's the dominant figure in this series for the New York Knicks? It's Mikal Bridges. And if they beat the Boston Celtics, the trade has already paid for itself.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.